Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 82, Commit Your Way. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. Psalm 37:5. Let that settle for a moment. Don't rush past it, because this verse is not a piece of friendly advice. It is a radical invitation. It is God saying, take that off your shoulders. Right now, put it here. In the original Hebrew, the word we translate as commit carries a very physical image. It means to roll, like someone rolling a heavy stone from one place to another. God is not asking you to mention your burden in a prayer and then keep carrying it alone. He is inviting you to transfer the whole weight, to actually let it go. But notice what He is asking for. Not just the destination, the way, the plans, the route, the timing, the shape you imagine things were supposed to take. Because that is exactly where anxiety lives, isn't it? We sometimes hand God the outcome, but keep a tight grip on the route. And partial surrender keeps all the exhaustion of carrying it yourself. God wants the whole road, and He is worthy of that trust. Not because He will guarantee the result you have in mind, but because of who He is. The psalm does not say, trust in the plan. It says, trust in Him. That difference is everything. The plan may change. The guide does not change. You may not see two steps ahead, but you know the one who walks before you, behind you, and beside you. And then comes the promise, and it lands on His side of the ledger. He will act. What you release does not fall to the ground. It does not disappear. It is taken up by hands that never grow tired. That is the logic of the kingdom. The more you release, the more He moves. Not because you have earned it, but because He is faithful. Only God's work is rarely loud. Think about wheat growing in a field. You hear nothing, no announcements. But under the soil, the root is going deeper. The stalk is strengthening. The grain is forming, all in silence. And that stillness is not a sign that nothing is happening. It is a sign that God is working without needing your anxiety to speed things along. So today, do this one thing. Before breakfast, pick up a pen and a piece of paper. Write down the heaviest concern you woke up carrying this morning. Give it a name, give it detail, it does not have to be neat. Then, pray Psalm 37:5 over it. Read it aloud if you can, and then leave the paper. Not in a drawer to retrieve at 3 in the afternoon. Leave it with God. The paper is a symbol, but the weight that you do not take back. That is surrender. That is faith with open hands. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.